Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we start learning the halachas of Shabbos as it regards to hiring non-Jews and renting new utensils to non-Jews on Shabbos. This is Siman Ein Gimel, the 73rd chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at three basic concepts. Number one is hiring a non-Jew to work on Shabbos, renting utensils to non-Jews on Shabbos, and the last concept we're going to do is menacha in the house of a Jew. Let's jump straight in. The Torah tells us, we know that there's the rabbinic Torah tells us that asur laniach la'eino yehudi shiyasa melechas Yisrael b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to allow a non-Jew to do melacha for you on Shabbos. The pasuk says, kol melacha lo ye'aseh. No melacha can be done, and this means, say, even if it's done not through you, but through a non-Jew who is helping you as well. Now, we're not talking about Amir al-Akum specifically today, this session. Amir al-Akum is where you tell a non-Jew to do something for you on Shabbos. That is Aser, and we're going to and benefiting from that is Aser. We're talking about a situation where a person hires a non-Jew to do melacha, which will also overlap on the time on Shabbos. Is that allowed as well? That's what we're going to deal with today, because Amir al-Akum's topic is a much bigger topic, and we're going to deal with that at a later date. So let's go jump straight in. When is it allowed to have a non-Jew performing melacha, performing work for a Jew on Shabbos? So there are four basic conditions which need to be achieved. Number one is, one can pay a non-Jew to do melacha for a Jew, and it can be on Shabbos under the following conditions. If, one, the work is done off the property of the Jew. Number two, the non-Jew is paid based on a job, not based on hours or days. So he's a contractor, not a day laborer. Number three is a fixed price. And number four, it cannot be that he is asked to do the work on Shabbos or the deadline is right after Shabbos. So let's take a look at some examples. What are examples of allowed activities? So I'm allowed to give my car to a body shop to fix it up, even though that it might be there over the weekend and they may be working on my car on Shabbos. That is all right. I'm allowed to put a letter in the mail, even on Erev Shabbos, even if I know that part of the work that's going to be done maybe on Shabbos of delivering that mail or moving it to another post office to get there. And similarly, I'm allowed to leave a suit of the dry cleaner and collect it after the weekend, even though I know that they may be doing the work on Shabbos. They may choose to. Why? Because in these situations, the non-Jew is doing work on their property for fixed price for the job, not based on the hours, and they're doing it, it's their own decision. I did enough shade that they're going to choose to do it on Shabbos more than they would do it on another day, let's say Friday afternoon, Sunday morning, for Monday morning, whenever else it is they chose to do it. What are examples of disallowed activities? So disallowed activities would include, let's say I do any of the previous things. I put the mail and I demand, I'm going to send it to a private mail company and I expect it to be delivered on Saturday night. So I drop it off on Friday afternoon, expect a delivery on Saturday night, or drop off the dry cleaning on the car Friday afternoon, expect to be ready on Saturday night, Sunday morning, which essentially means I'm forcing the non-Jew to work for me on Shabbos as well. Similarly, another aspect of this is, let's say I have a house help. Somebody who's working in my house is non-Jewish. Asking them to do things which are asur on Shabbos. They're an hourly laborer. They're not being paid for the job, and it's on my property. And I'm asking somebody who's being paid to do anything I ask them. Not a specific job, those that would be asur, that would be prohibited. We'll discuss some of the allowances of Amir al-Akum at a later stage. And similarly, having a non-Jewish landscaper come over or a contractor fixing my house on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The on Yom Tov is particularly prevalent because people usually have a contract in such a way that one day a week the gardener comes, or if that day of the week happens to be Yom Tov, one has to tell them to switch that day. It's not allowed. What about contractors fixing or working on a Jewish property? This is a very big question. It's a big problem. Because if it's on the Jewish property, even if the job is a fixed amount of money for the job, and he chooses to do it on Shabbos by himself, it is on Jewish property and is not allowed. Are there any exceptions? There are two exceptions. Number one is, if the non-Jew is a sharecropper, and let's say he's working, he's harvesting, he's working the field of a Jew, but he is going to get a cut of the actual outcome. So he's going to take 30% of the crops are going to go to him. That's fine because it seems like he's working for himself. He's working for his own profits. He's not working as an employee for the Jew. Similarly, if you have a contractor and your property is far away from the Jewish community, outside the Tchum, then it's all right if they're going to be doing work in that situation. That is usually not the case. Usually the situation is we're in the middle of the Jewish community, a new house is bought, and everybody sees every Shabbos that it's being worked on, and then it's sold, or then the owner moves in. Those situations are not allowed, and the contractors will usually want to get it all done. They'll make it seem that there's only if they get to work on Saturdays, and they'll do it quietly. That's not allowed. It's not allowed on a Jewish property to be done. That's certainly in a Jewish community. Now we move to our second concept, renting utensils to a non-Jew on Shabbos. So it is allowed for a Jew to rent a utensil to a non-Jew and the non-Jew to use it over Shabbos for themselves. This is because the standard rental procedure is I rent you for a flat fee and the profit that you accrue goes to you the non-Jew. And therefore the person is really working for themselves. However, it gets problematic if it's unclear what the arrangement is. And maybe people would think that this is actually a Jew-owned a utensil item being with the non-Jew being the employee. If that's the case, really it's the Jew receiving the profits, and that is a problem. So in circumstances where this could be misconstrued, that is a problem as well. We'll look at a few examples from the times of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but remembering this is 150 years ago, there things have changed a lot, and these are very, very complicated business structures today which require specific questions related to specific circumstances. So let's go look at the examples he gives. What types of things may I rent to a non-Jew? So I'm allowed to rent them a field, a millstone, because it's clear that the arrangement is the person is renting for a fixed price and the profits are going to the person who's renting it. Therefore, they're working for themselves. What types of things are more questionable? So let's say renting a non-Jew a bathhouse, a hotel, a factory, even though they're working there, it looks like I'm really the owner and they're the employee, and that's a problem for a Jewish-owned business to be working on Shabbos. Are there any other restrictions of renting non-Jews equipment on Shabbos? Yes, the answer is they cannot be rented on Erev Shabbos. One can rent them on Thursday. This is for anything which does a melacha da'araisa, a biblical melacha. Can I lend the non-Jew utensils on Erev Shabbos? The answer is absolutely, even if there's a future favor of lending back to you. What about renting utensil which does not do a melacha per se? So I rent him a knife. Am I allowed to do that? The answer is yes. You can do that even on Erev Shabbos, as long as he removes that item, that knife, on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't look like the rental took place on Shabbos as well. So, if it is clear the rental is not in employment, and it isn't happening on Erev Shabbos, is it fine with me to rent utensils to a non-Jew over Shabbos? The answer is yes, but there's one more condition. That is that the money that's received cannot be per diem. It cannot be per day. It has to be per week, per month, or for a fixed period of time, including Shabbos, which is called Bahavla'ah. I'm not allowed to earn money specifically for an item which was doing work on Shabbos. I can do it one day among many, and that should be sufficient. What about a utensil which doesn't do melacha? It's the same. I cannot even rent, let's say, a knife and say rent it per day, and one of those days is Shabbos. I can rent it for a week, and one of those days is Shabbos, and get the money of the proceeds of the week. Finally, this last concept is melacha in the house of a Jew. Can a non-Jew do melacha in my house just for themselves? The answer is no. They should be told and reminded this is so prevalent. They'll oftentimes just do something, they'll go on their phone. This is not appropriate on Shabbos. They should be reminded of this as well. If a tailor dropped off the dress on Shabbos, may I wear it? The answer is no. Can I pass the tailor or dry cleaner and pick up something, an item that's finished without paying? The answer is no. If I pass a shoe store and I know the owner, can I stop by and take out a new pair of shoes without paying? So it's as long as there was no fixed price, then it's fine, which is unusual today. And also it assumes that the items are not brought from afar that day, then it'll be fine. But it's hard to construe such a circumstance. So generally speaking, this is not allowed. This goes into some of the more complex aspects of the ideas of a non-Jew being employed for a Jew or renting a Jew's vessels over Shabbos. Have a wonderful and meaningful